And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. And at Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest for you today. Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine Parker Boats is here. We're going to be talking Parker Boats, talking Yamaha Outboards, and a whole bunch more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, what a great time to have Kevin Kelly in here this morning. You want to talk about the right boat for going fishing right now? It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, there's a lot of people are on the Parker team, including Rock God Rick and I, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a bunch of them down here.
Yeah, there are. And up by you, too, right? Costa Mesa. They're inundated in Southern California.
Yeah. You go to Catalina, and they're all over the place.
Yeah. So does Parker sell more boats in the West Coast here than anywhere else in the country?
I don't think so. No. I think there's a huge market in that tri-state area.
Oh, okay. Northeast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Florida.
Yeah.
And they're big in the center consoles.
Oh, are they?
But as far as the pilot houses, a couple of years ago, I think we sold the most.
Most pilot houses.
Of the 2320s.
Wow.
For the nation.
That is such a perfect boat around here, that 2320.
Oh, so awesome. Yeah, describe that boat for our listeners that may be not familiar with that 2320 Parker.
It's a perfect length and width and engine combination that they've come up with these things. And a 23-foot boat, it really acts like a 25-foot boat. And it has typically a 300 horsepower engine on the back.
Wow.
And that's, you know, a full scoop of bait or a full tank of bait and a full tank of gas. That's kind of what you need to get out there.
Yeah. How much fuel does the 2320 have?
Those are 137.
Uh-huh.
It's about a 300-mile range.
Wow.
But the deck is...
They're huge.
It's huge.
I don't want to step over Kevin, but it's huge.
Yeah.
It's as long as a 2520's deck in length.
Mm-hmm.
Width, it's 8.5-foot beam boat. And very stable for that size boat, and
easy to trailer.
Oh, I that's had one, the other thing.
Yeah, I had one truck for many years, and loved that boat. And I took it everywhere up and down the coast. Yeah. Easy to trailer because it's an 8.5-foot beam instead of a 9.5 like the 25, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't weigh all that much.
Yeah. So you can pull it with an F-150.
It's not light, but a half-ton truck will pull it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So that being said, that's the bread and butter. 2320 is the one I sell the most of.
The one thing you got to throw in too is what other 23 boat exists that you can comfortably fish 4 and 5 guys on. I mean, that just doesn't exist in a 23 footer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have 3, 4, 5 of your buds and fish that boat offshore tuna fishing, not be in anybody's way, plenty of room to sit, plenty of room to fish, plenty of room to deal with your fish afterwards, kill bags. You can put the giant bait tank on it. Like, it has all the features that we want out of a boat, I hate to say it like that, but it's only 23 feet. It just fishes so much bigger than it is.
Oh, yeah. So that size boat difference between the 25. So one thing I should say, the other thing about the 2320 and the 2520 is that you have a cabin. And you can close, if the weather gets cold and the weather gets wet, you just go inside and close that door.
Oh, yeah.
You
have a windshield.
Dry and warm.
No spray.
You have a windshield in front of you. And I've had, this year I've had several people get out of their center console that they bought 2 years ago at some boat show. And they were just saying, I'm tired of getting wet.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of getting wet.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if they're the teenage crowd wants the center console, but once you get a little bit of wisdom and gray hair on you, you figure it out pretty quickly there's another option.
Yeah, another option. So the difference between the 2520 and the 2320.
A foot beam, more beam on the 2520.
9.5-foot beam.
9.5-foot beam. And it's proportionally twice the volume of, a boat. It's a big boat.
Yeah.
With all those accolades that we gave a 23, the 25 is just giant.
Pretty awesome.
You know what I mean? It just is.
It's just that much.
That's what you have.
Bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a 2501,
which is a center console.
Yeah.
Right.
But you get the 9.5-foot beam on that, so that's more stability, more fuel, twin engines, bigger.
So what traditionally you put on for power?
Twin 200s is typically on that 25.
Uh-huh.
Perfect combination for that boat having a 65, 75, 85-gallon bait tank.
Yeah.
And all the other accoutrements that, you might put on as far as a tower or put steering up on the tower, that kind of thing. So those 200s is a perfect combination.
Yeah. So those 200s are the inline fours that are super fuel efficient, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So comparison between a single 300 on a 2320 versus the twin 200s on the 2520. What's the fuel comparison burn on that?
That's a good question.
A realistic burn, real world, is about 2 on the 2520 with
2 miles per gallon.
2 miles per gallon. And then on the 23 is about 2.4. Now, if you're going to load them down with, 100 pounds of ice, like a lot of the charters guys do with that 23.
100 pounds.
Yeah. You're
going to get your ears cold.
Yeah.
You got to have something for the fish.
Yeah. So, that could go down
the
more you load them up.
Sure.
And it's more noticeable on the 23 because it's a smaller boat.
Right.
When you start loading all that ice and coolers and people.
But that's
the problem again is you've got so much room for that. You know, you got so, that you can put it all on everybody's gear and stuff and tower and big tank water and
Put the kill bag on the bow. Yeah. You know, across the little
step up.
You know, yeah.
So what about interior room? When you're looking at interior room between the 23 and the 25, like sleeping room and stuff like that.
That's what I was going to get back to, is that the 25 has a very comfortable V-berth up forward that you could sleep two adult guys, and it has four-person seating under the roof and inside the cabin. The 23... We'll seat three people inside, but the V berth area is a little bit smaller. It's not near as big.
A one and a half person.
You could put a couple up there and make it, you know,
be cozy.
You'd be cozy and, you know, lay up against the hull.
Sure. Yeah. But the V berth on the 25 is much larger. Yeah. So do they ever equip the 25 with another berth inside that area where the seating is? Is it big enough for that?
Yes, there's I've made a storage area, taken out two seats and made a storage area and a bench seat.
Uh-huh.
And that bench seat actually could be a bed.
Oh, okay.
And that was a custom thing that we did up at our shop.
Oh. And there's you've probably seen all kinds of customizations on these boats, right?
Yeah. Dwayne Diego's got a new one, his new 28. They put another bed frame above the port side V-berth up forward, and it's just for kind of hanging your loose gear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It turned out really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. So that's another, the 28. We haven't even moved up into that, right?
Yeah, the 28 is really big
deck.
It's 3 feet more than the 25, right in the middle of the deck. The V-berth, the cabin's the same.
It is.
The transom's the same. It's just 3 more feet in the middle of the boat.
Which, in this world of big bluefin, like, is the space that you're looking for your big kill bags and your big coolers and your big bait tank. And
3 feet's a lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah. On a boat.
Yeah.
And what do you power with that 28?
Twin 300s.
Okay.
And it's got enough room to put a 100-gallon bait tank and still have, you know, all kinds of room around it.
Yeah. Quite a boat.
Yeah.
And then you start to move down. You've got, you know, Parker. I have an 18 Parker. Love my little center console 18 Parker. It is just such a great little all-around bay boat, inshore. I know a lot of guys take them to the islands, but, you know, and it's certainly doable on that.
Yeah.
Super fuel efficient. I think I fill the thing once a month or something like that.
So there's a whole line of center consoles from 18 to 21 to 23s, 25s, and even a 28 center console.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you go into the walk-arounds that they have, which is more of that express model with isinglass. Mm-hmm. Those are a 25 and a 28.
25. They don't make the 23 walk-around.
23
anymore.
That's what I used to have. Been discontinued. Yeah.
So what about they used to have a 2120. Do they still have that?
I delivered one yesterday.
Okay. All right. Yep. So that's a cabin model 21 footer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's they've got a transom well in it so that, you know, if you're out sloshing around, mm-hmm. water's not going to splash in on the deck.
So it's not a bracket mount. It's a transom mount outboard.
It's a transom mount outboard.
Okay, all right.
And, but it's in a well instead of just flush across.
Nice. It's got a well on it. And they have a bait tank back there with that well area.
Oh, okay. All built in.
It built in. And some people like that configuration. We're in the middle of actually cutting one of those bait tanks out and making it
putting a real bait tank in.
Yeah. patching that old East Coast style bait tank, patching that up and putting a real bait tank on.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, you got to have, I mean, I know they're building boats for people around the world. Do you ever have input to say, well, hey, any chance you could build this, like this real bait tank?
Do a bait tank that actually holds bait and keeps it alive. Yeah.
You know what? I don't think Randy at the Blue Water or Mark Wish wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I buy too many bait tanks from them.
Yeah, for sure. So that's an option. That's the thing, is that there's an optional bait tank that you guys are very good at installing.
Yeah.
Pacific Edge bait tanks or offshore bait tanks or whatever the customer wants, right?
Yeah.
So.
And so we have different lids for the bait tanks and different rod holders that can go on the bait tanks, and they just flat work.
Yeah.
The factory on the 23 and on the 25, the 28, they all have a full transom, and they have a little bait tank in the corner. Mm-hmm. And it's good for maybe mackerel or if you get some squid, you know, so you can separate it from your fin bait.
Right.
If not, fill it with ice and put some Modelo in it.
We always say our transom tank holds about a dozen mackerel. Great. And they'll last all day, and that thing holds mackerel really good. Or it's the trash can.
Yeah.
Or it perfectly fits two fenders.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's the thing, is that basically when you order a boat, you can customize it the way you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do the ads that the factory has, and then we can also do, you know, all the electronics and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's some options that the factory offers, but we offer it in a different way, different package. Like the underwater lights aren't the highest of quality from the factory, so we get better underwater lights if somebody wants it.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's little things like that. And the deck lights. I don't order them with deck lights because they put them right through the roof.
Uh-huh.
And then I put on a rod holder or a rocket launcher and put tabs up there for the deck lights. Now I got to patch those holes.
Yeah.
So I just don't order them
with that.
I always think that's the sign of a guy that's really got your back. Because when we ordered our boat with Kevin, like we had planned on getting several options that he talked us out of and could have easily just, no problem, sign it up. But he talked us out of things, and I always just like, that to me is just the sign of a guy that's got your back, who could easily just continue to write that ticket order higher, but just, hey, man, the way we fish out here, you'd really want to go this route instead of that one, and it's going to save you a few bucks here. And, you know, they just know those boats so inside and out.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And that's the advantage of ordering a boat from a guy like Kevin that's been there, done that, right?
11 years.
11 years you've been doing this.
I got to know, what's the most amount of rod holders that you remember having a guy put on a 25? Because I've seen you guys put some serious rocket launcher bars on those things. It's like porcupines going to the bait receiver.
I think it was actually on a 23 that we did one, three rows for Billy Kay, and I think he had 21.
21 on a 23.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny.
That's a lot of rods.
Yeah. And, but some of them were very strategically located so that when he's driving up above, he could just reach his, you know, jig stick and he
make a cast from the tower.
And then hand it off to the client.
That's cool.
You know?
Well, and that's the other sign, too, of a great boat. You look at, Brandon Hayward and Dwayne Diego and all these pro staff guys that you have driving Parker boats, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all such nice guys, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there, and I really am fortunate to have that following.
And these guys are not kind to their boats.
Oh,
they,
God, no.
They, shall we say, beat them up, and the Parker withstands it.
That's a great sign. If it can last from those guys for a couple of years, you know it's gonna serve you for the next 10.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, Parker Boats.
Totally. We haven't even gotten into tapping his info on power and knowledge of boats and building and great fishing, too. It's going to be an awesome show, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213 213- 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or text the show. That's been a very popular option, and we've already got text rolling through. The only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a totally free download. It's a really fun and easy way to listen to the show. It's a great way to listen to past shows and archives. If you missed one, you're going fishing tomorrow, and you want to catch back up with it, just on your way home from work, you can fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app, push two buttons, and you can hear the whole show on your drive. It's a really great way to enjoy Let's Talk Hookup, and you can text the show. Just hit that text the show button and shoot a text over. We unfortunately seem to get more texts than we're able to read through the air, but we love reading some of the great ones, and make sure to let us know where you're from and what you want to talk about, and we'll put those out there. And for all the callers, we have got a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a gift card that's good for any non-prescription pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Whoa. This is a really cool one. We've been able to give this away a couple of times before, so you don't just get a pair of Maui Jims, which are undoubtedly the best glasses on the water. You can go on their website and literally choose any pair you want, regardless of price, color, style. You want a high-end fashion glass, or you want the best wraparound fishing style, your choice of lens, your choice of frame. If you want to add readers to them, you can. It's a really, really cool prize. And let's be real, it could be worth some pretty serious bucks.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. And then you can also use, with the gift card, the My Maui feature, which is a huge thing. So let's say you go on the Maui Jim site, and of the hundreds of styles, you go, well, I like this style, like Kanoa Coast, but it doesn't come with a HT lens and a 150 reader. Well, no problem with the card. Yep. You just customize it exactly the way you want. No extra charge.
I really like a pair. The pair that I've been wearing is called the Byron Bay, and I really like this frame color that's called the Blue Marlin frame. And it's like a color changing. Like it starts as kind of a blue and fades to a brown. Yeah. It's a really cool looking frame, and it's available in gray, but it wasn't available in the bronze HCL that I like. So I just used the My Maui and got that color lens with the frame color that I wanted. So it's a really cool feature. So basically, you get any pair of Maui Jims you want. It's a gift card just coming your way. And again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, get your chance to talk to Kevin, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. fisherman'slanding.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Parker Boats, West Coast Marine. Again, if you want to get your shot to come through and have fun with us, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine. You know, here's the thing, though. If no matter where you are in Southern California, West Coast Marine has a location near you. They have the Costa Mesa location, right?
Yeah, the big locations in Costa Mesa, and that's where we started.
It's actually kind of Costa Mesa, Newport Beach.
It's really Newport Beach.
Yeah. Where's the line that says Newport Beach?
In the middle of Newport Boulevard.
Yeah.
You know,
100 feet away. Yeah, 100 feet away from you. Yeah. Yeah. So you're actually Newport Beach. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it's really easy. You go down the Newport Freeway.
Yes.
The 55. And we're the only boat dealer on the 55.
Just look to the right. You can't miss it.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we have another facility down here inside our sister store, and it's in Mission Bay area on Marina Drive.
In San Diego right there.
Yeah. And that's run by Gonzalo and his son.
Yep.
Augustine. And
they do such a great job.
I tell you, Gonzalo and Augustine, they're real people.
Such great people to deal
absolutely
with. And two of the best Yamaha service mechanics in the world, probably.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Bob Aronson.
Yeah, they have other guys, you know, wrenching, and it's Bob Aronson and
Robbie Gordon.
Yeah. Yeah, two of the best there are.
Yeah, you guys weren't, it wasn't by accident. They sucked up the two best guys.
Yeah.
They both had their own, both had their own shops, and now just under the umbrella of West Coast. And you guys just, I can't think of the dozens and dozens of years of experience that are under one roof between Gonzalo and Augustine and those two guys. I mean, that's the real deal.
And you have same up in Newport Beach, Las Costa Mesa, too, as far as service goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just, we got great mechanics in the back, and then Nick is the owner, my nephew. And so they're actually two different companies now.
Oh, okay.
But we still are West Coast Marine.
Yeah.
They're West Coast Marine San Diego, but, on the books, they're two different companies.
It's all the family. It's all the same family.
But
though,
it's really all, exactly. Yeah. Same family.
And if you want to buy a boat at West Coast Marine San Diego, you can buy it. You can have it brought right here.
Right. Yeah, I don't have any room, and I don't have any inventory to put a boat down in San Diego.
Yeah.
If I did, I would have boats down there on Gonzalo's lot.
Yeah,
and they are expanding. There's a back piece of the lot where they were that they got part of.
Nice.
So they have more room now.
Yeah.
And, they're easy to get to and in and out.
Yeah.
You're not waiting.
They can drive right through now.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You don't sitting in the middle of the street, waiting for some forklift to get you offloaded. No, you can just drive through.
Yeah. So what about used boats? I know you can handle used boats too, right?
Absolutely. I have we do it through West Coast Yachts, which is a another sister company. And so they're the broker. I have a sales license. We list boats.
Trade-ins, if you have a trade-in.
Yeah. Some people don't want to deal with selling their boat and people coming down and interrupting their day and stuff. That's what we do. That's, we take care of all of that. Once you turn the keys over,
I'm one of those guys.
You're here, take care of it.
Yeah.
And we just sold a couple of them.
That's great.
And I just got one more in yesterday. It's a 23 center console with a nice powder-coated T-top, and it's the Abaco Green. Oh. It just came in yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not going to last long, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Be lucky to make it through the weekend.
So if you're looking for a 23 center console, get on it, right?
What's that for power?
I would imagine it probably had a 250.
Yeah.
I didn't remember.
Got it yesterday.
Yeah. And then I'm getting after the show, I'm going down to Chula Vista to pick up another 18 footer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those have been hard to get.
Both hard to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Those will be ready for sale.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, the phones are packing up. They want to talk to Kevin. Lots of texts, lots of phone calls, so let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Let's start it in Long Beach with Tim, who's getting us started on the phones this morning. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for calling us here at Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Kevin, I was really interested in knowing, first, with the Seakeeper rising in popularity, has Parker Boats Incorporated, or have they thought about incorporating an area to mount the unit in the whole design? You know, because some people, they might not want it now, but they'll want it later.
Good question. We've met with Seakeeper, and on the boats that we already get, it's really hard to find a space for it without going in and chopping up the area. They still, on the 25 and the 28, you might be able to eliminate the holding tank, but on the 23s and that kind of stuff, it's just there wasn't any room. I don't know exactly what Parker's been doing, but I suspect that they have been approached by Seakeeper, and it might be an engineering now for all I know.
I know that Parker and Seakeeper have been working together on retrofitting the boat when they're built to accommodate a Seakeeper.
And
it can be done. Now, I know it can be done on a center console because they have...
just a freestanding one that goes on the deck.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's an easy game.
Yeah.
Right? It's almost like putting a bait tank on nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But burying it in the hull, it's very little room.
Yeah, but if they're going to make some changes on the retrofitting, then it'll be something like that. But I know Andrew here at Seakeeper San Diego has done a few Parkers, and
they're
the Seakeeper works on the Parker.
Oh. And I was surprised because Andrew was saying it doesn't necessarily need to be on center line,
right?
In the you can kind of put it where you have room. Mm-hmm. So if you need to incorporate it into seating or something like that,
right,
there becomes a lot more options.
Yes.
And we've thought about that as far as on the 25, underneath one of the
bench
companion seats,
right,
there, maybe putting that there and then custom building a tackles station on top of it or something.
So it's due, with the Seakeeper 1, 2, and 3, which are all battery operated.
Yeah.
It's a doable thing.
Yeah, and the one is the smaller one.
Right.
And they're a fantastic technology.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and they flat out work.
I can tell you firsthand they flat out work. I have one, and I wouldn't have a boat without it for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 5 years from now, maybe that's as common as a electric windlass.
I think it is going to become that way.
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, Tim, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, we had a great text come through again on that text the show. Let's talk hookup app option. Just finished the repower on my Kencraft through West Coast Marine on Marina Boulevard. It was top-notch through the entire process, even with the difficulties of supplying things that we needed with the supply chain. They did a ton of other cleanup on the electrical at the same time. Just started my motor break-in yesterday, and I love it. It's like having a brand-new boat, and that was from Dave in Carmel Valley. So
cool.
Big heads up to the boys at West Coast on Marina.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Dave.
Yeah. Sure. Always good to hear that kind of stuff. Yeah,
totally.
Definitely.
Mo from Vista is up next on the phones here on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Mo? Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. Just giving you a fish report and a question for Kevin. We went out last week and we got 16 yellows and two bluefin, 150 and 150.
Woo! Right on.
We had a real good day. But, Kevin,
I would say.
Your pilot house 25,
yes.
How much room do you have from your back of your boat to your engine to get your rods around there? I noticed those big bluefin, man, they like to get around that engine.
You can actually fish the swim step out there if you had to, because there's a door in that transom. I don't know what the distance is between the inside of the transom to the outside
right.
of the. It's, you know, it might be 4 feet.
We have a bracketed boat with the solid transom.
Oh yeah,
and we
have a door too.
We have a door. Yep, yeah. And not that we do it out of necessity, but we fight fish on the swim step all the time when you've got multiple fish going, and we've got a kill bag piled up next to the transom, so now you're a couple of feet farther back from it. I mean, all the time, we'll open the door and stand on there and move fish around. And I would say that when you're waist up against the transom, you definitely have no, at least us, you know, we have no issue getting around motors and getting around swim steps. But you know how it goes, fighting a big one. Things happen all the time, and there have been a bunch of instances where we've just opened the door and stepped out onto the bracket and fought fish that way too. It's never been an issue for us, and that's the last few years. That's what we've put all of our attention into is fishing those big ones. Have no problems at all.
Yeah, and most of the big ones now, bigger boats have that transom door, right?
All the 23s, the 25s, 28s. And the center consoles have it
both the cabin models and the center consoles.
Now, they might not have made it big enough to get Ricky's fish through the transom. Although I've seen pictures of that big swordfish coming through.
We pulled a 340 through it, so it fits that.
Yeah. So has anybody ever retrofitted those transoms with railings so that for a little safety?
You know what? I've done that several years ago. We did a couple of those U-shaped railings
on
each corner.
Each corner.
Yeah.
Certainly doable.
Absolutely. Haven't done any for years now.
But if you're concerned about safety from that standpoint of being out there, just put a little corner railing on it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Do you work with a good metal fabricator does all that?
The best.
Really?
Rail maker up in Costa Mesa.
Okay.
They do a lot of commercial railings for like Disneyland and, you know, whatever they need.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. So you've got it dialed.
I've got it dialed. And he knows what on the boats, what we need, and he's got a great eye for laying stuff out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rail maker.
Huh? Rail maker.
Yeah. Well, I guess that, and so if you want to change the railing on the boat, you want to put different things on there, you've got the source.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah,
hey, Mo, thanks a lot. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thanks.
All right. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's jump back into him and talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. So the caller took the wind out of the sails. I was going to ask the same question about the Seakeeper. So I'm figuring out what I'm going to ask Kelly. So can you describe on the 23s and the 25s kind of like the basic accommodations for like the small dinette, cooking area, and like the portable head, the porta potty? Thank you for the call.
Thanks. The 23 has a V berth with a porta potty that's plumbed, meaning that you can go to a suck out station and through the deck fitting evacuate the little holding tank that's in the porta potty itself.
Or if you want to overnight in Avalon where you're required to have a holding tank,
you're good. That qualifies, yes.
Yeah.
And then the 25 actually has electric flushing head.
Really?
So it goes into a holding tank that's, I think, maybe 15 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's located in the V-berth area up forward, underneath the cushions. And you know, it's you can pump that out at sea because there is another valve and a macerator pump that will evacuate that holding tank.
Either or.
Yeah, when you're offshore. You know, I think you got to be 3 miles offshore to pump it out.
Very nice.
Yeah. So
okay. All right. Put fully equipped.
Yeah. Put some chemical in there and off you go.
You're good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And again, like I say, if you go to Catalina, you're required to have that on a mooring. So and they will check you. So
they come aboard.
Yeah,
and
they check
and
it
they
out.
They put a dye marker in there, I think.
Oh yeah. And you're good to go for you want to spend the night, couple nights over in Catalina.
Yeah. Otherwise, they won't let you in.
Right. Yeah. You have to go anchor somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great text came through. Did I hear correctly? They don't make a 2310 anymore. That's, thanks a lot. Great show.
Yes, you heard correctly.
But they do make a 2510.
2510.
So that and the difference between a 2510 and a 2520. I got to get all these numbers right.
So the difference between the walk around 25 and the pilot house 25, that's what we're looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the 2510 is the walk around model.
So there's no cabin.
There's no step down into the cabin. The deck is the
still have the V berth up front.
And it's bigger.
Oh, it's bigger.
It's about 18 inches longer because they moved the helm back a little bit,
which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a flat deck up until there, and then you sit higher, and you know, it's got a windshield and a top, and then there's isinglass that fills in the top and the sides.
So you could
and
make
the
it
back.
You could make it an enclosed cabin if you wanted to with isinglass. It's just
with
not
isinglass.
A hard cabin.
Yeah.
Almost all of them, I would guess, do that option too. Like all the walkarounds I've seen, like they're basically complete enclosure.
Yeah.
It's just the,
I think that it's a standard thing.
And the distance from the windshield to the top of the roof line is relatively short, right? Like the amount of isinglass.
No, there's more headroom in the 2510s, you know, for taller guys.
The other, go ahead.
Well, I just meant that like the amount of the amount to make it enclosed is just not, it's just not in your way, I think is what I was trying to get at. Like the amount of isinglass to completely enclose the cabin so you can have all the spray and everything. It's just very easy to deal with.
Oh yeah.
And then the other advantage of the walk around is it's a true walk around. You're not standing up on a flush deck. You're actually in a recessed deck, right? When you walk around from the stern?
No, it's a flat deck.
Okay, flat
but
deck.
But it has that high bow rail.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And I still think the best part about it is you're driving from an elevated position. Like that's the biggest thing. Is you step up to the helm's area on the walk around.
Yeah, and it's moved back, so it's a better ride, a more comfortable ride because you're further back, and your visibility is higher off the water.
Perfect.
That's
awesome. And they're beautiful boats. Those 2510s are just, I don't know why. There's just they haven't caught on, or you know, people want to get all buttoned up.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's I
but
just
it's
love
a,
my.
No,
like
they're great.
Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very family and oriented
and it's
friendly.
And you have flexibility with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more of your phone calls. I got to wish a very big good morning to Zoe and Skyler that I know are listening today and get ready to go to SeaWorld. Going to be a great show. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sands Bay, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, and a short flight directly to Sands Bay. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano and Speedmaster. Wow. You know, we always talk about Talica. Talica is the ultimate reel. There's no question about it. But they came out with Speedmaster, which is basically half the price of a Talica, and it has all the functionality.
Man, I love that reel. My good buddy Darren came to the shop, bought a Speedmaster 20, needed a reel that was very capable of catching big fish. But, you know, not having the budget at the time, you know, in a boat project to spend $600 on a new reel, in comes Speedmaster, half the cost, plenty capable big fish reel. We filled it full of 100-pound Max Quattro, topped out of 80-pound Power Pro, took it out the next day and caught 180-pound bluefin. Reel never even broke a sweat. You know, the low gear, the torque that's provided in Speedmaster is everything that you would want in a high-end 2-speed reel at a price that's a lot easier for us to afford.
Castability for a lever drag still has that.
Fantastic.
The power for a lever drag still has that. But half the price of a Talica. So check it out, Speedmaster from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance. Staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Gue Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go to fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're talking Parkers with West Coast Marine and Kevin Kelly this morning, having a great show. Again, if you want to join us, already been a busy morning, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, you want to get through on the text, too, go text the show right on the Let's Talk Hookup app and text us and check it out.
Yeah, we had a great text come through from Dave in Mission Viejo. Wants to know, are the new Parkers coming with the new Helm Master system with twin motors from Yamaha?
They're not coming with the Helm Master, but they are coming with the next generation of digital throttle controls. And then the Helm Master stuff can be added to it to make that functional. I haven't got pricing on the new models for 2022, and they might surprise me and put the Helm Master as an option.
Okay.
And have it installed at the factory. But
Helm Master is the joystick docking control kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever ran a boat with it?
I've never run a boat with it, but I've you know, been on a few boats with it, the Seakeeper test boat and some of those things. Like I've got to see it in action, and it is It's very impressive.
It's amazing. Yeah. My brother-in-law has a boat with that Hailmaster, and it's literally like the joystick. You just want to go sideways, you just push the side.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so, you can pull up and go diagonally backwards to your docking spot and just pull the joystick and away you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But the other features that, well, on a single engine boat, you're not going to really be able to make it go sideways. You got to have two engines.
Yeah, for two engines, right.
But they do have a autopilot that comes with it, so you don't have to buy a separate autopilot when you're equipping it with electronics.
Oh, that's cool.
You use the Yamaha autopilot, and it has the features of, you know, hold position.
Oh, okay.
So you have
a good cod spot.
Yeah.
And you want to stay on that cod spot. You just it's like a spot lock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 So that's what's really cool about that system. We'll just wait and see whether the factory's going to actually use it as an option.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, there's the cylinders are, you got to convert it over to electric steering, not the hydraulic steering. You need the steering wheel part electric and
okay.
You know, some of the other component parts.
But it's something that in the future could be an option.
Oh, yeah. That's the way things are going right now.
Definitely.
And the boats that I'm getting are equipped with that new second generation of digital throttle controls.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's cool. Hey, another great text from our buddy Dustin from C4 Tackle, who did a great job on the show last Sunday. You were out of town, but Dustin was awesome. First time on the show. Dustin did a great job, so thanks for that, Dustin. He said, just wanted to say I've been using West Coast Marine on Marina Boulevard in San Diego for 2 to 3 years. Augustine and Robbie are just awesome. They've been great to work with, and now they have pull-through service on Marina, so there's no reverse necessary. You just drive right through.
Don't you love that?
That's great, yeah. So thanks for that, Dustin, and thanks for doing such a great job last weekend, too.
All right, well, the phones are backed up. If you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090. Not only are you going to talk to Kevin, but also to win those Maui Jim sunglasses. Let's next up talk to Sean. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. What's up, Sean? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Rick. This is Sean from a long time back.
What's going on, Sean?
Not much, man. It's just kind of hiatus from long-range fishing because of BC. I did it before children, you know, now. I haven't been fishing much, but I want to get back into it. But good to hear you again, man. Just want to ask a question to Kevin. If I was just looking for a starter boat, something, you know, that I could be budget conscious about and be able to get out to Catalina Island, I live up here in the South Bay area, what would you recommend?
How big a boat do you think you want? And do you want it center console or that pilot house version?
Well, you know, what's like one of each? I mean, because I am just totally new at this and never had a boat before.
You want to go overnight to Catalina? Or, I mean, you know.
Yeah, we'll get out to Catalina. You know, I don't need to be fishing, you know, out at Tanner Bank, but, you know, just getting out to Catalina and back and fishing around. Well, I'm not allowed to run the peninsula anymore, but, you know.
Well, you know.
This is just kind of local fishing with Delta Island.
Parker makes a really nice 21-foot center console that you can get in a deep V version. It's a single-engine, easy-to-handle boat, not too heavy for trailering and that kind of stuff. And then they also have that 2120, which is the pilot house style boat, 21 feet. You know, so those are kind of more of the entry-level boats. The 18 is the little center console. I don't think you want to be crossing, you know, from your area over to Catalina in a little 18-foot boat.
No.
But, you know, people do it all the time.
Yeah.
But entry level would be probably that 21-foot.
21-foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 21. Go see him down in Newport there, and kind of he'll show you kind of the ups and downs of each model.
21 center console too is the pilot house, but I just think the 21 center console is such a good boat for exactly what Sean's describing. Entry level, starting, it's just so easy to fish, it's easy to tow, it's easy to clean,
and it's big.
It's totally.
The 21 center console is big. It's still 8.5 foot beam. 21 foot boat. Where are you going to find an 8.5? True eight and a half foot beam.
They're very beamy. They're very roomy. So
put a legit big bait tank on it. You can incorporate that with the lean post, so you're not losing a bunch of room. That's a great boat.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Glad you're getting back into fishing too, Sean. And if you want to get through, have a chance to talk to Kevin. Have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, a gift card that offers anything you want other than non-prescriptions, including My Maui. Your chance to get through right now. Christian's standing by, manning the phones for us. 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. You can get through right now. I know you have a text. I saw one, too.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Well, the one I liked was from Tim, and I like this because this is I sought Kevin Kelly out for the same information. It says, Kevin, I love the show, love what you guys are doing. Who do you recommend for bottom painting? I need to get my boat bottom painted, and what do you like?
That's a good question, because it is a process when you have a boat that has not been bottom painted, right?
Yeah, it is. It's you got to scuff the gel coat. You got to know where the bottom, where the water line is.
Right.
And then you got to scuff the gel coat with sanding, and then you prime it, and then you paint it, and you got to move the chalks all around and that kind of stuff. I'm not sure our San Diego store is up to doing bottom paint right now. We are certainly up to it up in our Costa Mesa store.
Costa Mesa.
I've got three boats in the service department today.
They did our boat.
The guys working on bottom paint for me on three boats.
Yeah, so you'll do it up at Costa Mesa.
Yes.
Yeah, so down in San Diego, there's one place, I don't care how big your boat is, to have your bottom painted, and that's Shelter Island Boatyard.
Nice.
I mean, of all the boatyards in San Diego, Wayne and the gang over at Shelter Island Boatyard are the best for bottom paint. I have both my boats, my fleet, painted over there.
And the big thing with them, too, that's whether you're a trailer-sized boat that lives in the water sometimes, or maybe lives in the water all the time, but you only have an 18-footer, or as big a boat as you want, those guys will handle the project.
They handle the project, and they do the A-number wad job. They are the best. And I've had bottom painted other yards in San Diego, and Shelter Island Boatyard, trust me. Been there, done that. That's why I always recommend
experience.
But one thing I have to tell you, make a reservation, because they're booked months in advance.
Oh, okay.
So you have to make a reservation. I'm not sure about right now, because it's maybe, boating season, maybe not as many people getting their boat worked on. They're using their boats. But, call in advance and make a reservation to do it.
Kevin, how long will a bottom paint last? Is it dependent on the run, or how much it's getting cleaned and scuffed on the bottom, or how long can you go in between bottom paintings?
I think generally an average is like a year and a half maybe, and then it really depends on how warm the water is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you're in a way back in the bay and the water temperature doesn't change, but it's warmer, that moss stuff is going to grow faster in the warmer water.
If you have a good diver, then
the diver, if he's scrubbing it with a 3M real coarse pad, you're going to go through the bottom paint.
Right.
If he's just got a nice sponge, because it gets done on a consistent basis, that's going to last longer.
Got it.
I find I get about 2 to 3 years off of it. 3 years, really stretching it. But two years.
We got 3 years out of the one we did from West Coast. Then the second one that we got done, you are dead right. The second one we got done, should have gone to Shelter Island Boatyard, didn't know that. Could have used that fact. It definitely was not as good as the original one we got done from West Coast.
From West Coast. Mm-hmm. So it's a good source up there.
Yeah, there's depending factors, but...
right on.
Hope that gets repainted afterwards.
Hope that answers your question, Tim, and thanks for the text for sure. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, more of your phone calls, and more of your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, Your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make it look like new again with San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Bright, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.